Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday, as I am every Wednesday. Just a little after 9:37, we spoke with USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, if you missed that. A little later today, you can go on our website, newsradiokman.com, click on the On Demand tab, and you can click In Focus, catch up on In Focus, any In Focus you may have missed. Right now, though, I am here with Gary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matt Droege. Matt, welcome.
Good morning.
Let me turn you on. Matt, welcome.
Good morning.
Well, I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I had a quiet night last night.
Obviously, we're kidding. Elections affected Junction City area, too, and your school district in a very big way. I'll give you the honors of the announcement.
Yeah, we had a lot of things on the ballot for community members in Gary County to vote on yesterday. Probably the most notable of those questions on the ballot was the bond issue for $105 million for a proposed new Junction City High School, and that passed with 56%.
And were you surprised with that result?
I don't know that I was surprised. I guess I didn't know how it was going to turn out. We spent a lot of time informing voters of the issue. So I guess going into the election, obviously I want what's best for the district and the community, but ultimately what I wanted was when people go to the polls, they do so informed. And I think as a result, that was done.
It was 1,825 votes for, 1,455 no. If you want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call, 75-537-1350. And a new high school, I guess I'll ask you the same thing I asked Superintendent Kevin Logan in the previous segment. What does the timeline look now that it's passed? I guess kind of what's next?
So the vote actually was the third in three checks and balances along the way. So really, this signifies the beginning of the project. There will be a nine-month design phase, which begins this month. At the same time, the school board will be looking to hire a construction manager at risk. And then once we get those designs in place, the construction will start. And then hopefully the new high school would open fall of 2020.
So that's kind of along the same lines as Rock Creek. Pretty quick turnaround, really.
Yeah, I think those years will go quick. Hopefully we'll be able to update the community as it goes on, because this new high school really is a centerpiece for the community, and it's something that the community, we hope, will be proud of. Obviously they support it through that election, but it's going to create a lot of really good opportunity for students in USD 475.
And remind me, as far as the location of this new high school, we're not talking about an addition to the existing high school, right? We're talking about a brand new from foundation up.
Correct. The question that was proposed to voters was, for no more than $105 million, the school district would build a new high school on a new site. And the school board is looking at land west of town, which historically major schools in Gary County have been on the west side of town. The high school that we're currently in, when that was built, that was on the west side of town. And if you look at how Junction City is growing, to the west is where it's growing. So the new high school, though we don't have the exact spot, we didn't want to buy land before the election. So it'll be west of town, and as soon as land is purchased, I imagine we'll be releasing exactly where it is.
And as far as the current high school facility, what's the plans for that in the future?
As a precaution, in the $105 million cap, that bond issue is including the demolition of the current high school. Currently, nobody has contacted the district saying they want to purchase that property, so that cost of demolition is included in that $105 million.
Brady Bowman here with Gary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matt Droege. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call, 75-537-1350. And Matt, I'll ask you some of the same questions I asked Tim and Kevin. What did this message tell you, or what do you think the message of the voters was? Because not only did your bond pass, but bond issues passed all across our local region here, and sales tax questions also passed. So what do you think the message was from the electorate last night?
I think overall optimism. I think it's really good to see that people are going out to vote. It would always be nice to get more voter turnout. But I think it's good to see that people are participating in the local process and trying to make decisions to make their community better. No matter which side of the issue you're on, you're making a decision that you think is in your community's best interest. And I think that's something that we should all be proud of.
Get involved in it. That way you can complain.
Yeah.
Right?
You love living in America. We have the opportunity to participate in local elections. Local elections are incredibly important because you see the effects of them rather immediately, and they're really right in your face. So I think it's something that we can be proud of, and something that we also can work on in the future to get more voter turnout.
And as far as the turnout on this issue, especially with the Junction City High School, is that the turnout you guys expected? Or overall, I know here in Riley County, County Clerk Rich Bargo said our election turnout was about 20%, or not 20% higher, it was about 22%, but a little bit higher than it was in years past. Did you guys expect to have a higher turnout?
I don't know officially, but what I heard, voter turnout in Gary County was about 20%, which it's funny that you're celebrating 20%. So there is definite room for improvement, but I think 20% is good for historically what we've seen.
Especially for these, it's not a presidential election, those are always higher, but these typically, you see these in the teens most of the time.
Yeah, you always want more people to come out and vote. The more people that vote, the more true the decision to the community is. And if you didn't vote, you're really not giving yourself the opportunity to participate. So it is drastically important to participate in local elections. And I'm glad to see that we had a pretty good turnout. I know that a lot of people were registered for the first time to vote in this election because of the bond issue. And that's something I think we all can be proud of and build upon for the future.
And that's a really good point when you talk about how that makes a higher turnout makes the issue kind of more solid, more true in ways. And you're just looking at things statistically, a data point, the more information you have in a data point, the more you can rely on that data point. And that's a very good point to bring up. Any other issues you wanted to go over? Any other housekeeping things for USD 475?
Yeah, our JROTC participated in a national competition this past weekend, and overall they placed 6th in the nation. So that's something that we're really proud of. We've got a lot of other celebrations that the district is going to be presenting awards and recognitions for on Monday, November 13th. That's this upcoming Monday at the Board of Education Celebrations meeting, which is held at the Junction City Middle School at 6:30 p.m.
You guys have any Veterans Day things you guys got planned?
Right? Yeah, there's several assemblies throughout the district. We, of course, do not have school on Friday as a result of the holiday. The coverage of our Veterans Day assemblies, some of that can be found at ConnectEd, the district news website, and I'm sure that'll be picked up by some of the local news as well.
All right. Anything else you want to go over?
I just want to say a sincere thank you to everyone who participated in the local election in Gary County, really, and the election all throughout the region. There were several elections that I was nail-biting and trying to wait for the outcome on. So I'm really happy and want to thank everyone who went out and participated in the vote this year.
All right. Very good. USD 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matt Droege. Matt, thanks so much for coming on and speaking with us. We'll have Mary Beth Kiefer with the breadbasket to close things out on this Wednesday edition of In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN.